This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This is IGN.
Ollie Ollie World Review. The last Ollie Ollie game, 2015's Ollie Ollie 2, Welcome to Olliewood, was a breath of fresh air for the skating genre. Its stylized art, intense level design, and challenging trick system all helped it stand out. 7 years later, Ollie Ollie World has all those things going for it too, but it also takes a huge step forward for the series by shifting into 3D. Giving its skating a better sense of scale, speed, and dynamism without sacrificing the 2D perspective. At the same time, it builds significantly on Olliewood's technical gameplay by layering grabs, wall rides, and more atop the flip tricks, grinds, and manuals that were its foundation. And on top of all that, it goes out of its way to be more welcoming to players of all stripes, putting forth a host of changes that ensure just about anyone can have a good time without losing the fiercely high skill ceiling the series is known for. Ollie Ollie World's colorful cartoony look and character-centric approach is the first thing that had me saying, ooh, not just because it's very pretty in its own right, but because it's also very reminiscent of one of my favorite cartoon locations. Adventure Time's Kingdom of Ooh. Whether we're talking about your character's skate wizard guide Chiffon, the ice cream-headed denizens of Sunshine Valley, the smiling trees of Cloverbrook, or the many skate gods that you're tricking across Radlandia to meet, there are too many homages to miss the inspiration. It's also similar in its effervescent and eccentric personality, but thankfully doesn't feel derivative. Striking out on its own with a world populated by endearingly offbeat characters and a story that doesn't take itself seriously, yet is enjoyably earnest at the same time. The approach certainly works for me, and the insane level of character customization available helped me realize my own oddball character to add to the world. The breadth of options here is truly impressive, letting you adjust everything from your physique and clothes to almost every component of your skateboard, and even some of your animations. The potential for unique creations is on display in a bunch of other ways as well, from seeing your friends on the loading screens to the rival system, which challenges you to beat other players on each level, and even inserts that player's avatar into the pre-level dialogue to put a face to the name. Oh, and how's this for an instant win for the character customization system? You can try on any article of clothing and then revert back to what you were wearing before with the press of a button. No searching for the item to re-equip it again if you realize you made a mistake. Adding the equivalent of Ctrl-Z to a character editor is so sensible it's almost painful, and makes testing out new looks a breeze. It's once you start skating, however, that the new presentation really starts to pop. The Ollie Ollie games have always felt fast and responsive, but World cranks this right up, running at a silky 60 FPS on PC, with super smooth character animations and a number of dynamic elements. Courses are full of absolutely thrilling sequences. Whether that's flying along an undulating network of rails, holding long, lazy wall rides where the camera pulls way back to show the impossible scale of the trick, or launching at speed out of a grind to fly low over an arching factory rooftop and seamlessly into another grind. Levels are no longer just left to right affairs, but sweep back and forth, utilizing quarter pipes and complex switchbacks. The terrain can be dense with paths to take and planes to skate on, even looping back around to where you started via gnarly routes. and it's all set to a funky, laid-back electronic soundtrack that helps make the skating feel even cooler. One minor additional note on the course design: while all the levels proper are fantastic, some of the side quests, like popping balloons or rotating in the air, are rather unexciting, which makes finding the characters that host these challenges less rewarding than it could have been. On the plus side, one side quest does see you try and outrace a bear riding an inflatable tube down a river, so that's definitely a win. The trick mechanics are every bit as impressive as the levels. You're no longer just grinding, flip-tricking, and spinning, with manuals joining them together, but also wall riding, pulling and tweaking grabs, fitting in late tricks, and even negotiating stairs via firecrackers, so called because of the rapid fire bangs as you clack down each step. The latter is a low-key game-changer, as landing in a manual on a set of stairs flies in the face of everything I've learnt in skating games over the years, and makes extending combos via stair sets even more delicious than it might otherwise have been. And all these tricks are merely an analog stick movement or button press away. Hearing them described, it's easy to imagine how Ollie Ollie World's mechanics could feel completely overwhelming. And yet, while it's absolutely crammed with things to learn, it takes a very relaxed approach to introducing them all. With tutorials peppered steadily throughout the relatively modest campaign, it's not until the last of the five main areas, for instance, that you learn about late tricks and grind switching, and the gradual pace allows you to get used to each new addition as you incorporate them into your flow. Or not. Things like late tricks and the more advanced flip tricks and grinds are very much optional. In Ollie Ollie World, you can skate the way you want to skate. By and large, the controls do a fantastic job of putting a lot of options within easy reach, and I almost always felt that errors were my own fault. Either bungling an input, not having enough momentum, or getting the timing on something wrong. That said, I had a few minor issues with wall rides, especially on moving walls that felt a little outside my control. While the grind switching system occasionally had me ollieing into a flip trick instead of shifting to a new grind, that could cause some small frustration here and there, but never enough to distract me for long. On that note, Ollie Ollie World is a far more forgiving game than its predecessors. If you're holding the left analog stick in preparation for a flip trick, for instance, you can still push with your foot to build speed. There's no penalty for setting yourself too early. And if you're rotating in the air to land side on, you won't crash. You'll just get less points than if you completed the rotation and landed perfectly. You can even land side on in a manual and continue your combo. Well, aside from on stairs, where you do actually have to land facing forwards or backwards. In general, though, Ollie Ollie World isn't interested in punishing your mistakes. It's focused on rewarding your execution. And if you do bail, it's not as painful as it looks, because getting back up and skating again is instantaneous. A tap of a button will reset you back to the last checkpoint, while holding it for a second starts the whole run again. The checkpoint system itself takes a little getting used to, though, as these spots aren't just valuable for restarts, but for banking points too, lest you lose them all through an overambitious combo. Once you're bearing that in mind, there's very little friction in trying sections over and over. Well, aside from the friction of your virtual face repeatedly slamming into a virtual wall. Given Ollie Ollie World is designed to be welcoming to players of all skill levels, just about anyone will be able to see everything Radlandia has to offer. Completing a level, after all, simply means getting to the end, not posting a particular score. This also means that there's a good chance that after you've played through everything, you've really only taken your first step down the path towards becoming a true skate god. I'd only scratched the surface of all the challenges when I beat the final level, for instance. And it was truly satisfying going back to the beginning with a fuller understanding of the mechanics and thrashing my previous high scores, as well as beating the score challenges on every level. Well, almost every level. Some of the numbers towards the end get pretty insane. In fact, to beat those late game scores, the only option is to complete each level in one combo. And even then, it's easy to fall short. You may need to take all the alternate and hardest paths, incorporate the most difficult tricks, and concentrate on timing each grind and manual perfectly to get there. Ollie Ollie World may not be hard to complete, but it's excellent that there are punishingly difficult goals waiting for those who want to attempt them once they do. On top of chasing scores, each level also has three bespoke challenges from one of your traveling companions. The somewhat simple-minded magazine editor, Mike, and these incorporate collectibles' alternate routes, specific trick spots, and more. Beating the game brings additional unlocks, too, including two new modes. These are an online league system that sees skaters around the world vie for high scores on a daily leaderboard, as well as a basic but powerful random level generator that's perfect for testing your skills in each of the main areas and sharing cool challenges with friends. Redlandia may seem like an offbeat location for a skating game, but in reality, it's a wonderfully eclectic reflection of what Ollie Ollie World itself is trying to be. In this vibrant place, skating is an obsession and an escape, whether you're wall riding through a forest or grinding across an incredibly industrial factory scape. Its gameplay has enough depth to challenge hardcore players to master its level-long combos, but it's also a smooth and exciting ride for novices, backed by characters that are quirky and passionate. These elements ring true in every facet of its design. From the more forgiving approach to basic gameplay through the new mechanics and refinements that make the skill ceiling higher than ever, Ollie Ollie World is a fantastic evolution of what was already an outstanding skating series.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.